Thursday night early at Elul for halacha. Okay, we're doing an Elul, some benodim lachavero mitzvahs, and maybe I should start with keeping down the dvar halacha to 1 minute. That would be a good benodim lachavero, except I figure, what are you doing afterwards anyway? Not all of you, but so you can listen to dvar halacha, it'd be good. Anyway, I think one of the hardest Isurim of Benodam Lachver was Lo Sikom Lo Sitor. If you have in your life ever experienced, I mean, imagine what it means, really. Like, we don't think about it. The Taz says in Yeredeya that most people are Oiva Lo Sikom Lo Sitor. Maybe he says it on Lo Sitor. I'm not sure. But if you think about what it means a person messed you up yesterday or a week ago or a month ago. He talked about you and he tried to get your kids into a school, and he went and he said, no, that's not a good family, terrible family, don't take them in, and you found out about it. And then he comes to borrow your car, he wants to take your car for something, and you would have given it to him, but you say, like, no way, I'm giving it to you now. You're Ivan, Ivan Isser. You have to be sort of a malach, and we'll be maybe talking about cases. The way to do it, and Lo Sitor is even harder. I mean, Lo Sitor is, you're not even doing anything. You just have this, you have a grudge. You hold it against him. Like, that's, you don't have to say anything, the Chinuch says, and others say, even though Rashi always says, I'm not like you, but that's just, the Chinuch and others say, you don't have to say anything. Just having Belipcha is, you're able to love Lo Sitor, which is like really, you think about different things in your life and different stories and different things, it's amazing that the Torah demands this of a person. There's two mahalchim, well, just tonight, just so, there's two mahalchim in being able to conquer this. One is the chinuch that talks, we'll call it the Chavis Halvavis way, that it wasn't this person that messed you up, he was just Hashem's shliach. Maybe he's not a very nice person for having done it, like Paro and what so many Mepharshim explain, but it's not personal. You shouldn't take it personally. That's Hashem's business, that he did an Avera, if he did an Avera or not. It's not your business. And he didn't even do it to you. So that's the way of conquering it, is to have more bitachon, more awareness, not bitachon really exactly, but more awareness that the events that happen in your life are not caused by people. They're caused by the Eibishter. And they're not caused by people. No matter what happens to you, it's not caused by people. That's one way. And if you repeat that a couple of hundred times a day, maybe it'll sink in. It's very hard, very hard. And that's the chinuch. The Rambam says, a very interesting Rambam, that nothing in the world is that important as to elicit. It's a big deal. So it's havel, it's just not that important to elicit a response. You shouldn't give anything that much chashivus. Nothing is that chashiv that it should compel you to get back at the guy. That's the Rambam's mahalach. I think they're two different mahalachim. And okay, we'll be examining some stories in the coming days so that you'll say, huh, really? That's Nakama? Okay.